From here, Ezino looks like one village, but up until 1927, Upper Ezino, in dialect Kreiz, and Lower Ezino, or Shark, were two distinct hamlets, each with its own municipality and its school. Pietro Penza, the mayor of Ezino for 20 years, an engineer and historian, recalls that there was a considerable difference between the daily lives, the character and the mentality of the inhabitants of both hamlets. In his words, the inhabitants of Upper Ezino, physically taller and more extroverted, recalled the characteristic features of the Celts as described by bygone writers. Used to going to work rather late in the morning, even during the summer, in the evening there was still quite a lot going on in the village. The taverns stayed open until midnight. Disagreements were quite common, but they were soon settled. It was not unusual, in fact, to encounter two people, arm in arm, who had quarrelled bitterly the previous evening. People were quite relaxed about contracting debts, which represented a positive premise when, with the prospect of tourism on the horizon, the inhabitants of Upper Ezino began to build houses to let, thereby preparing for the economic boost for the village. The inhabitants of Lower Ezino were quite different, sturdier, tireless workers. They left home very early in the morning to go to work. In the evening, by 8 p.m, everything was quiet. Everyone was at home. Hardly any of them went to the taverns, except on feast days. Quarrels, when they happened, led to bad blood, which could even last for more than a generation. Moral issues were even more uncompromising. Much greater importance was given to the woman of the family. In ancient documents, the female heads of the family were always present and mentioned. Averse to debts, when the economy declined, emigration abroad, especially to the Americas, emptied the village, in which only later a demographic recovery was noted. In Upper Ezino, a Gallic necropolis was found to contain cremated bodies, while in Lower Ezino, numerous Roman tombs of buried bodies were found. This would suggest that the inhabitants of Upper Ezino were of Celtic origin, while those of Lower Ezino were Roman barbarians. Just a hypothesis, of course, Pietro Penza remarks, but an intriguing one.